Good afternoon. I'll open the Joint Committee on Ways and Means Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee. Thanks for your patience. We have three items today. We'll start with a work session on House Bill 4040. Steve.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 4040 is a bill that establishes the Oregon Growth Fund Board. You had a public hearing on this bill on Tuesday. Just a reminder, the bill would establish a Oregon Growth account. I'm sorry, an Oregon Growth Fund Board, and require this board to make a presentation in January on proposed policies for investing and managing monies in the Oregon Growth Fund. The bill also has a number of other provisions, but they're all repealed before they become operative. In order for the remaining provisions that I'm going to talk about very briefly to actually become into operation, it will be necessary for the 2013 legislative session to approve additional legislation to allow these to come into effect. But this is the bill that establishes the Oregon Growth Fund, and that uses the Oregon Growth Fund, or allows the Oregon Growth Fund to be used for economic development purposes. Members, the bill as it comes before you in the ANGROS version is not in order. It does need some adjustments in order to make its use of the funds in the Education Stability Fund constitutional. We distributed to you the -A12 amendments, and the bill is before you with the understanding that these amendments will be considered by you. The -A12 amendments solve or address the constitutional issues by maintaining the Oregon Growth Account in the Education Stability Fund. They also increase the amount of funds that are dedicated from the 5% of Education Stability Funds in the ANGROS version to 10% of Education Stability Fund monies.
Thank you. And I would just say on the amendments, it's been involved in those. They don't, the amendments, though I think Steve had an accurate description of them, are not intended to change any underlying policy. They're mostly technical and solving some of the issues that Steve mentioned. Is there any discussion? I don't see any.
You ready for a motion, Mr. Chair?
I think he's got it.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 4040A be amended to House Bill 4040-A12 amendments.
Thank you. Co-Chair Huffman has moved the A12 amendments to House Bill 4040. Is there any discussion? Don't see any. Is there any objection? Don't see any. The A12 amendments are adopted.
Mr. Chair, I move... Steve, did you have some energy? Okay. I move House Bill 4040-A as amended to the full Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass as amended recommendation.
Thank you. Co-Chair Huffman has moved House Bill 4040 as amended to the full Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass as amended recommendation. Is there any discussion? Don't see any. Is there any objection? Don't see any. The motion carries. Heads to Ways and Means, full committee. And if no one else wants to carry, I'd be glad to carry to the full committee. Anything else we need to do with 4040?
Yes, please. If you could also designate carriers to the House floor and the Senate floor.
I would think that Representative Berger and I would co-carry on the House floor, and Senator Devlin and Senator Telfer as co-chief sponsors would carry on the Senate floor.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll close the work session on House Bill 4040 and open the work session on Senate Bill 1543.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you had House Bill 1543 in front of you on the 21st. We now have an amendment, which is essentially the same as what Senator Starr described in the hearing. If you recall, the original bill specifies transportation projects to which monies remaining from completed transportation projects must be reallocated. Then this bill, the amendments, establish expenditure limitation and the projects for which these funds would be used in the 2011 biennium. There's $5 million for the Selwood Bridge interchange, and $9.5 million for the development and construction of Cornelius Pass Road.
Thank you very much. Is there a discussion? I would be interested in hearing from Senator Berger, Senator Johnson. I understand you spoke with Senator Starr and might be able to communicate his understanding of this amendment.
I would be very happy to. Senator Starr was called away on a personal situation. He talked to both Senator Verger and me when we were on the floor. He is very supportive of the Dash 26 amendments, wishes that he could be here. But when we spoke to him as little as 2 hours ago, he was in complete accord with the 26s.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to have that on the record. This is obviously the intention of the amendment is not to depart from that. From that intention, so that's good to have on the record. Any further discussion? Don't see any.
All righty, Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 1543. Senate Bill 1543-A be amended by Senate Bill 1543-A 26 amendments.
Thank you. Kutcher Huffman has moved Senate Bill 1543 be amended by the A 26 amendments. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? I don't see any. The motion carries. Dash A26 amendments are adopted. Go, Chair Huffman.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 1543-A26 as amended to the full Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass as amended recommendation.
Thank you. Co-Chair Huffman moves Senate Bill 1543-A as amended by the A26 amendments to the full Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? I don't see any. Is there any objection? I don't see any. The motion carries. Senate Bill 1543 heads to the full committee, where Senator Starr will carry for the full committee.
He's not on,
sorry,
on the floor.
On the floor. He will carry on the floor. And Senator Johnson will carry for the full committee.
Okay. And I need a House carrier also.
And did we have any co-sponsors on the bill? We should respect that underlying intention.
It's a committee bill.
Okay. I'd be glad to carry it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Got it.
And we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 1543 unless we've forgotten something.
Got it. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. And open a work session on Senate Bill 1591. Susie.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 1591 is the bill that you heard in committee on Tuesday relating to transferring responsibility for rest areas to the Travel Information Council. You have, you may not have, it's on your
SharePoint.
Yep. Yes. You have the A15 amendment and an A9 amendment that we are going to consider for passing on to the full committee. The A15 amendment makes some adjustments in the number and of the rest areas by adding U.S. Highway 101 near milepost 70 in Tillamook and removes the rest areas on I-84 near milepost 229 Didman Pass and I-5 near milepost 22 Suncrest. It changes the total cost for Travel Information Council to manage to $6.9 million per year compared to ODOT's cost of $2.8 million. And it changes the distribution of state highway funds under current law, which came out of the gross revenues from before distribution to cities and counties, and the state now requiring funding for operation and maintenance of the selected rest areas to come out of the state's share of highway fund resources. And for the 2011-13 biennium, the phased-in increase amount is $2.4 million. For the 2013-15 and future distribution, the increased amount will be $7.1 million. The distribution from the state share of state highway resources is expected to come from an increase in revenue to the state share of highway fund resources from an interagency agreement with the Department of Administrative Services to purchase driver and motor vehicle records at fair market value. Of the convenience fee, which is $4.68 per record. Now, the A15 amendment also adds a provision that should the collection of the convenience fee be suspended or reduced, the Transportation Commission may suspend or proportionately reduce the amount of the allocations to the Council and modify the intergovernmental agreements to suspend or reduce the Travel Information Council's responsibility to manage those rest areas. And the A15 requires that the financial audit prepared by the Secretary of State be provided to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee and Legislative Fiscal Officer and requires Travel Information Council to report findings to a Transportation and Interim Legislative Committees. The A9 amendment decreases ODOT's maintenance expenditure limitation by $691,963 to account for the transfer of responsibilities to the Travel Information Council. So what we need is a approve a motion to amend Senate Bill 1591A by the A15 amendment, and a motion to amend by the dash 9 amendment, and then the final motion.
Thank you very much. Is there any discussion?
Okay, Mr. Chair, I would move Senate Bill 1591-A be amended by Senate Bill 1591-A15 amendments.
Thank you, Co-Chair Huffman. Has moved Senate Bill 1591-A be amended by the A15 amendments. Is there any discussion? I don't see any. Is there any objection? I don't see any. The A15 amendments are adopted. Co-Chair Huffman.
Mr. Chair, I move that Senate Bill 1591-A be amended by the Senate Bill 1591-A9 amendments.
Thank you. Co-Chair Huffman has moved Senate Bill 1591-A be amended by the A9 amendments. Is there any discussion? Don't see any. Is there any objection? Don't see any. The A9 amendments are adopted.
Co-Chair Mr. Chair, Huffman. I move Senate Bill 1591 as amended to the full Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass as amended recommendation.
Thank you. Co-Chair Huffman has moved Senate Bill 1591A as amended to the full Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Don't see any. Is there any objection? Don't see any. The bill heads to the full committee where Senator Thompson will carry. And on the floor,
Mr. Chair, may I respectfully make a suggestion?
Please.
I believe that President Courtney was very involved in this bill.
Senator Johnson, I was going to suggest that he be a carrier on the floor along with Senator Thompson. Is that,
oh, lovely.
Is that acceptable?
That's fine.
Okay. So co-carriers on the floor, Senator Thompson, Senator Courtney, and on the House floor, Representative Huffman.
Got it. Good.
Cool.
All right. And we've taken care of what we need to?
Could I do you?
Absolutely, please.
Senator Thompson for full committee.
Right.
Representative Huffman for the floor.
Yes.
And Senator Courtney for the Senate.
And with Senator Thompson, I think,
with
co-carriers on the
co-carriers.
Senate floor.
Thank you.
Yeah.
On the Senate floor.
Thank you.
All right. Have we taken care of what we need to on the bill?
Yes, we have.
Very good. We'll close
Thank
the work
you.
Session on Senate Bill 1591. Is there anything else to come before in the subcommittee? I don't see any. Thank you very much.
Yep.
We're adjourned.